or like the ball of imoy or not. So Gemara says, "Ti boi leman diyama shlucha shladim kamoisai," and "Ti boi leman diyama shlucha shladim ainu kamoisai." I could ask this question about an eved according to both man diyamim before. What does that mean? Ti boi leman diyama shlucha shladim kamoisai. I'll tell you, honey, Mili, when do we say this as far as shlichus, that a shlich is called like the owner himself? I'll tell you, honey, Mili Shliach the Bar Mitzvah, only another Jew that is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Similar, there's a parasha of shlichus. Avolevit, but an evit kanani, the lav Bar Mitzvahs. Now he's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. He's only like an isha, like Rashi says here. The parasha of shoyel doesn't apply to an evit because he doesn't have any nechosim by himself. So therefore, maybe an evit is not called like a shliach. The evit is not called like the baile b'zimoy. By Duma, maybe no. Again, if the master tells his Eved to go with the Pora, to be Shaw with the Pora, maybe the Eved is considered like the owner is Shaw with the Pora. Why? And I feel the man the Yom Ein Shlucha Shalom Kamois, even though regular Shlichas does not help. I tell you, Hani, Mili, when do we say it does not help? That's only a Shliach. Avol Eved. Your own Eved? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi Domit. There's a new Svar where the hand of your Eved is mamish like the master. And normally he said back to him, Mistavra, that's the Svarah, that Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi Damya, yes, that if the owner sends along his Eved, that's considered like the master himself, and there will be the Ptur of Bol of Imoy. Naboi Rami Bachoma, Baal Benichse Yishtoi, that the husband, when he uses his wife's property, or his wife's, let's say Nechosim, that a Baal has the right to use the Nechse Milug, so the shaila is shoyel heavy. Is the husband considered like a shoyel that'll be chayiv an einsin, or is soicher heavy? And maybe no, it's only like a shemes sachar. He'll be potter an einsin. That was the shaila. Omar Ravus Ravus said back, the from churfe shabeshta, because of your churfe, because of your like chokma, your churf, like your strength, your sharpness, shabesht. You made a mistake because the monoshach, whatever the husband is, still is potter. Israel have if the husband is considered like a shoyel, like he's borrowing it from his wife, he should know shaila babaylemi. He'll be potter on einsin, cause his wife is working for him, so he'll be pter of shol babaylem. He'll be potter. If her husband is considered like a shemes sachar, also he'll be potter, cause chiris babaylemi is considered like also you're renting it, you're getting paid, you're shemes sachar, but she, the owner, is working for you. So what's a nafkamina, what the husband is? B'nichse ishta, whether he's a shaila or a shayma sachar, he's potter in both cases. Ela, the shaila would be like this. Ela kikami boyelei l'rami barchoma. According to Rami barchoma, that holds that the main ptur of bolavimai is only if the bailem is there b'shas shaila. So the shaila would be like this. The ogamine poru. Let's say first you borrowed a cow from this lady. For hoda nosfa, and then you married her. So that's the shayla. Shayla have a, do we consider the husband? Now, he's a shayla on the nechse ishtai. Or you say her have a, or else no, he's only a shayma sachar. So now, for me, it would be like this. Shayla have a, do we say when the husband takes over? He's considered like a shayla. So if so, here the pshat was before, she only rented it. So she's like a shayma sachar. Now the husband takes over, the asi is shayla. Now that the husband comes like a shayol, babaylim, mafkos chiras shlei babaylim. That is, now that the husband is a husband, so now he becomes a shayol. And this din shayla is like the baylim, like his wife is working for him. So that's mafkir, the din before that he has the regular shayim asacha. I do, but the other side is maybe no. Seicher heavy. Maybe the husband is also like a seicher, a shayim asachar, on his wife's property. Therefore, schirus kede kaima kaima. Since the husband already rented it, borrowed it from, rented it from his wife before they were married, from the lady before he was married to her, so he's a shayim asachar. And at that time, there's no ptur b'baylim because she wasn't working for him. And now when he marries her, if the din is the only remains a shema sachar, so it's not a new din shmira, it's the old din shmira. So therefore, it's not called b'baylim, he'll be chayiv. So Mora says, no. Umaishna, why is it so different? Why is it so posture to you? Di shoyel heavy. That if the husband is considered like a shoyel now, di yosi shayla babaylim. Mafkos chirish le babaylim. Now when he got married, since his wife is considered like working for him, it's called the shayla babaylim. And therefore be potter, even though he had a schiris from before. Now e seicher, even if you want to say the husband is only considered like a seicher, nami, I should also say the same svara. Nami, heavy, that the schiris that he's doing now, since now he's married to her, so now she's working for him, a wife works for the husband, she has to take care of him. So since it's a new type of aloha now, there should also be a ptur. So this can't be enough. In both cases is considered like she's working for him, so the owner, she is working for the husband, therefore there'll be a ptur of schiris babaylim or shayla babaylim. Ela, rather, the Gemara says, Kiko mi boyi, where is the Shaila? I'll tell you, the Rami bar Choma, according to Rami bar Choma. Kigoin, the Ogar ihi porer mi alma, that she first rented a cow from somebody else. This lady, before she was married, she rented a cow, she's a Shema Sakhar on it now. For Hoda Nosfa, and now she got married. The Aliba the Rabban and the Yamri. Now Shoyel Mishalom Lesecher Loti Boilacho Devade Shilu Babaylami. This really we had a machlekes before. In other words, what's going on here now is that she first rented it from somebody else. So she's a Shrei Mesacher. And now when she got married, if the husband is considered like a Shoyel, so now this Secher she is giving it over to her husband that becomes a Shoyel. So we had a machlekes before, if a Shrei Mesacher gives it over to a Shoyel. And now when Oinus happens, so the Shrei Mesacher is Potter. The Shoyel is Chayiv. So the Rabbanan say the Shoyel has to pay to their first Shemer. So over here, if the husband would have to pay to his wife, Nogeya to his wife is called the Shaila Babaylim. So that he'd be Potter. So then, therefore there's no Shaila. Kiti Boilachor, when do I have the Shaila though? Ali Badu Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yoma that he said, Tach Ze Poro Labaylim Horishonim, that even though the Shema Sacha gives it over to a Shail, even though the Shema Sacha is Potter, but the Shail has to pay back to the original owner. So that's the Shaila over Yemai. Shoyel heavy, is the husband considered like a shoyel, or is he like a seicher? Here it's nafkamin, if he's a shoyel, he'll have to pay for the animal back to the original owner. But if he's only like a seicher, he'd be potter. Here it's nafkamina. Here there's no din shayla b'baylim, because the wife, her husband, his wife, is not the owner of the cow. She rented it from somebody else. So the b'baylim is that owner. So therefore, it's nafkamina here. If the husband's a shoyel, he'll be chayiv on the yointzin. If he's only a seich, he'd be potter. Said here, it's nafkamina. Now, what's the halacha? Omar Rav said, Baal loy shoyel heve b'loy seicher heve. He's neither. He's not a seicher, he's not a shoyel. Elo rather lakech heve. He's considered like he bought it off his wife. Like he owns it, and therefore Rashi says, O potter, he'll be potter. He's not chayiv on yointzin, he'll be potter. And Toysa says, "Also lekech, he'll only be a din like a shem mechinim. Senechna miyam pshia, he'll be chayiv, but not for pshia, he'll be potter." That's the teretz that a husband is like a lekech heavy. And why the Gemara says, "Midi Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, the Yom Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, the Yusha has kinu Enusha they made a new takana that a Yisha shemochra benichsei milug bechayiv bailo if a wife." Sells from her property that she owns, Nichsei Milug, when the husband's still alive. And now when the husband's alive, the Peiros belongs to the husband, but the Guf belongs to the wife. So let's say the wife sells it now, Umesa, and then the wife dies. So really what should be is the person that bought it off the wife, he should get it. Still, it was brought down on Usha, the Metakono, that Habal Moitzim Yad HaLakuchas. No, the husband has the right to take it away from this person that bought it off his wife. Why? Because the Rabbonim made the husband as if he's Lakech Rishon, as if he owns it, the Chayisha. Therefore, the wife has no right to sell to somebody else. So as Talocha was saying, now a husband is not a Shoyel, he's not a Shoy Mesocha, but rather he's like a Lakech. The other Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachoma. Baal benichse ishtoi mi moal, who's over the yisamila? Shrashi explains in a case, let's say his wife's father, the shver, had money that belonged to Hegdish, and the shver, the father-in-law, died. So now the law is that, let's say he only had his wife, he only had one daughter, so therefore she yashins her father. And now it's a konas usha, so the husband like owns the nichse milug. So it's like the husband now is owning this hegdish, is like hoitzor mirishus lirishus. So the havamina is, there's an isamila right now. So who's over the isamila? So my Rav says, let's see, man limel, who should be over the isamila? Limel baal is the risk that the husband should be over the isamila, because really because of the tkon of the rabbonin. So the husband now is ending up with this nichse, with the hegdish. Smor says no. Let's say a svaro that the hetera nichala deliknei, isurula nichala deliknei. The husband does not want to be koina this issa the hegdish. So therefore, he should not be over the issa mila. He only wants to be koina hetera, not issa. If so, the Gemara says timol ihi. Maybe she, the wife, she should be over the issa mila, because this hegdish is coming from a father's property to her. So Smor says the same thing. The hetera nami la nichala deliknei. So it's a shal exactly in the girsa here, but Akoparam, she also doesn't want to be kind of something that's also to her. So as far as she should not be over the Yisimil either. So Mara says, if so, maybe Nimel or Bezdin. Maybe Bezdin should be over the Yisimil. Harashi explains, because the Bezdin of Shabbai Sador, because they make these takonas that the Hegdish should go from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Gemara answers also, Kiyov the Rabbanan Takanto, the Omru Baal Lakechev, Vilehetera. When did the Rabbanan make such a takono? That the husband's like a lakech, benichsa ishtoim. That's only yon hetera, something that's muta. But li suru lo yov the Rabbanan Takanto. Something that's also here like Hegdish, the Rabbanan never made a takono. So the Gemara says, Ela rather amarova, Baal mo'al, enechanami, the husband will be over the Yisimila, likesha yaitzi, when he takes the money and uses it. Not right now, v'shasi, like yashins it, he like has a kinyan in it because of his wife, because now he doesn't really want it. Just later on, when he uses it, takes it out to use it, then it'll be over the Yisimila. Like the Gemara says, Mida di hevi, I might see moyas hegdish lechulun. Like every case of Mila, that somebody takes out the money of hegdish and uses it for chulun, he's over the Yisimila, but not before. Now the Gemara says, Iboili, you have a question like this. Ki chesh boso machmas mlocha mai. Again, you borrowed a cow, and you used it, you plowed with it, and it became weak because of the mlocha. So the question is, can you return it now, or do you have to pay the fact it became weak? Omula Yehuma Rabbonin. So one of the Rabbonin said back, for Rav Chilkiya Breid Rav Aviya Shmei, that was his name, Mechlau from here, it's a proof that you hold that the Chimesa Machmes Molocho Mechayiv, that if the animal would die completely while it is doing its work, during its work, you would be Chayiv. Therefore you have a shallow, what's going to be if it did not die, it just became weak. So Mora says, Lav liyukma bichilta shilta. Like what kind of name? Let the shemis say back to the owner, Lav liyukma bichilta shilta. I didn't take it, leave it in the showcase. I borrowed it to use it. So that's the svarot that said that if it dies, mesa, machas melochon, you should be potter. And that's the way the Gemara comes out. Elo amarovo, loy mi boy kichesh boso machmas melocha de potter. Not only if the animal just became weak by doing the work, that the shoyel is potter. Elo afilu mesa machmas melocha. Even if the animal mamish dies, machmas melocha is also nami potter. The yomle, because the shemir has a right to say, the shoyel has a right to say to the owner, yishino lav liyukma bechilta shilta. I did not borrow it just to keep it in the showcase. I borrowed it to use it. That's the svara that Mesa Machmas Malach, if it dies during the normal work, that the shayl is potter. So what then, if you borrow somebody's car, and when you're driving it normally, something happens, it dies on you, so Lamais, you'd be potter? That's called Mesa Machmas Malach. Alright, turn over. Tavli Mar says, Hahu Gabra, there was a man, Teshoyel Nargo Michavri. He borrowed an axe from his friend Itbar, and it broke by him. So, Osa Lekaimi the Rova, came in front of Rova. Omule, so he said to him, Zilai Si Sade Delav Shonis Bey, the Iftar, go bring a proof that you were not Mishani, you did not do anything different. In other words, bring a proof that it was Mesid, broke, Machlas Moloch, and then you'd be Potter.
So the Mori asks, Vileka Sadi Mai, if he doesn't have Edim, so it's a Sofik. He, the Shoimis, says it was Mesa Machmas Velocha. And the owner says, no, prove it to me. I think maybe you were Peshaya or else something else happened to it. So what's the Locha? Tarshma, come in here. The Hugarba, there was a man, the Shoyo Nargami Chavrei, he borrowed an axe from his friend, the Yitba, and it broke. And Osla came with the Rav, came in front of Rav, Omele Zil Shlim Le Nargami Alye. He said, back to Mishnah, you have to pay him back a full,